The conditioned mind, that is the reflection of the day. So I have shared with you that there are times that I would read, listen to, because I do audible books. I will listen to an audible book more than 2, 3, even 4 times throughout this journey of my life. And there is one that I just picked for the third time, and that is The Secret of a Millionaire Mind. And the reason I decided to pick this book and listen to it again is because the concepts are critical. The concepts are concepts that helped me. They were accelerator for me to accomplish financial freedom. And financial freedom is something that we need to protect. And right now I am in protecting my financial freedom because I have, as you know, my business, and I have the movement, Yo Digo Nomás, and there's a lot of expenses that I've taken on with the movement, which for me, this is from my heart. But at the same time, there's a lot of stress that goes into investing and investing in this movement and waiting for other people to join you. And as I realize, because I do these reflections, I am always curious about what I feel, that it is time for me to remind myself of the concepts of The Secret of a Millionaire Mind, because I want to make sure that I protect my financial freedom. And in order to protect my financial freedom, I need to look at my conditioned mind. And that mind was conditioned by people like my mother who and my father who struggled from the day that I was born. They were poor. They had no money. They struggled to buy food. They struggled to buy things for us. And that struggle was something that I learned. And I'm listening to the author of the book talking about the concept of a conditioned mind. And he talks about how the programming leads to thoughts. The thoughts lead to feelings. The feelings lead to action, and the actions lead to results. That is powerful. That's why I listen to these books, some of them that I know I can go back and remind myself of this concept, for example, the conditioned mind. And in order to change that, we need to really go back and understand our programming. So the programming that happened to you when you were born by the people that took care of you had three different facets, basically, the way he describes. One is the verbal, and that is what you heard other people around you, what you heard coming out of their mouths. And the other one is what you saw, the modeling that was given to you, what you saw these people do. And then the third one is the experience that you experienced, those specific incidents that you went through in life that contributes to the programming of your mind, of your conditioned mind. It is very important to really understand how this happens, because that is the reason so much of your actions, you don't even understand where they're coming from. And those actions are giving you the results that most of the time you don't want. So in order for you to be able to start changing your programming and changing the results that you're getting, you need to really understand the language that you heard. What were people saying what you saw in those specific incidents that really shaped you, like trauma. I mean, for me, as you know, the trauma that I went through as a child of being, you know, a survivor of sexual abuse, of not having my, you know, my father for the rest of my life after that experience, having living in scarcity all the time, being so poor and struggling always with money, I have to be careful of that. And the only way that I know that, you know, I can make a change is because I've done it. I've done it. I've changed my programming of money. But it is very, you know, be careful, because even though I've changed my programming, I need to be aware that that programming exists and that I, without knowing, could go in the way that my programming wanted me to go. And I could never be, I always say, I could never be poor again, because my level of, you know, poorness was so low when I was in the Dominican Republic that even if I was poor here, I would not go back to being as poor as I was in that experience. But nevertheless, I have to be very careful, because that was my programming. And that is the reason it is important to reflect. It is important to be curious. It is important to educate yourself every day, no matter how old you are. Look, I'm 58. I feel that in my 50th, I have been, these have been the years of the most growth for me, because I've developed this tremendously curious mind. And that curious mind leads me into learning every single day. I read, I listen to podcasts, I listen to YouTube videos. I am very, very big into making sure that I learn every single day. So today, I want you to reflect on your conditioned mind and get to know yourself better than ever. Let's reflect, reset, and reconnect.